But it's a big issue. And, you know, a larger organization such as KPU probably has enough flexibility to do in-house training for some of those positions. We don't.
Okay. So, Jeremy, this topic was one that was here attract and retain new talent, and then through the course of the conversation, and then we've got this training and recruitment program. Through the conversation, I also established that there may be a need for outside support for technically proficient folks that you just don't have within the region. So really what we're looking for is a plan to attract and retain local, and then also to the extent that they don't have local, we'll bring in outside support. And but do this with the understanding of the life cycle of staff requirements. Is that accurate? Okay. All right. So who would? So we've got three different deliverables on this one. Three different objectives. So let's go through each one of them. So hiring consultants needed subject. Actually, I think these two go together. But hiring consultants and hiring IT professional. Who's responsible?
Trade responsible for the preliminary going out and finding a contractor, getting costs and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then the board responsible for budgeting.
Yep. And then when?
As needed.
Okay.
When required.
So I'll give you that one. Unless, Trey, you've got designs on having a specific date for the IT professional.
Well, do you want to build it into the budget? Or
prior
that's
to next year's budget.
Okay.
And when's your budget approval? Q4?
Yeah.
So into Q3?
I'd say just Q4.
Q4.
Okay. All right. So that one would be, in all instances, we're talking an increase in people and cost, right? Yep. Okay. And then lastly, so establishing a plan to attract and retain inside, outside support, and offering a training and recruitment. Who's responsible for that one? What's a program to do that?
I'm not even really sure what the deliverable is there or what we would do.
So maybe that would be the deliverable, is to try and work with the board to determine what's needed in terms of what are we looking to accomplish?
I'm not sure.
Well, we've talked about it being important. Anyone have any thoughts on how they might tackle that?
How do you have it written?
Covered
there?
In this communication plan, because it's part of our, so we've got our community work awareness component, which that's going to play into it in some capacity. We've got our social media outreach. We've got our technology. We're going to increase the profile of the organization. We're going to incorporate more people, opportunities for more board participation, opportunities for more community awareness in terms of what the board's working on. That inherently is going to bring in more awareness in terms of people that potentially can get jobs here. You know, in all the communities we work with, if you work for a co-op, union, or PD in the rural areas, man, those are the best paying jobs. It's the best jobs to have. So
Jeremy, did you have something in mind there? I don't know if we fully listened to what you had to say.
Well, one of the issues that we face at KPU Electric, and I'm sure the other utilities are, is that we have aging workforce as well in our trades. And recruitment and retention from outside of the region is a very challenging thing to do. And that's one of the things that we're like wrestling with, is how do we try to get our young local talent and bring them in and grow them up in our programs. And I think it's super important for the community that we do that. But it's easy to sit here and say it. It's hard to make it actually happen. So with regard to trying to make that happen, you mentioned working with the unions and the apprenticeship programs and what they allow for doing training and all that. That is something that we have ongoing discussion with the IBEW to say, that Alaska the IBEW and the training schools do not provide a service for the utility perspective. When I talked to Sitka I've talked to Petersburg. I'm sorry, not Petersburg, Juneau, and some of the other utilities in the region, and we all identify that this is a major issue. The question is how do we solve it? And from the SEPA board perspective, we can say we're just going to recruit out of state. Maybe we pay our tradespeople enough that we can do that, right? Or is that the direction we want to go? Or do we want to try to make the development, which would require, because it's such a heavy lift, it would really probably require the board to direct staff to work with the local utilities to come up with some kind of a mission statement, or not a mission statement, let me say that different, some kind of a vision for what we'd like to see start to happen so that we can put collectively the pressure on the IBEW about what tools we have available to us and what things that we can do to get our people trained and certified on our own.
Essentially local apprenticeships.
Exactly. So I think that that's super important for our utility because, like you said, they are some of the higher paid jobs in our communities. We want those to come from within the communities if at all possible. It definitely ensures long-term retention when that happens. It also brings a good relationship between the utility and the community when you have long-standing people from within your community working for your utility. That's a good thing. But to get there is really difficult because we just don't have a mechanism to provide the training, and we don't have we just don't have the tool there. So I'm saying that it's an important thing for us to at least think about, but it's a decision that we're going to have to make as a board to say, is it that important that we're going to put the resources into it? Because it's going to take resources.
So I think it benefits the utilities and SEPA to have workforce that's available in Southeast. So does that mean when you talk about a program, are we going to do job fairs and scholarships in regards to the trades that we need?
That's what I was just thinking.
I think we have to.
We might have to do scholarships.
I think it goes a bit farther than that, too. Talking to the superintendent of schools, there's opportunities to do some of this type of thing, but it's going to take a considerable amount of work to get something like that and expense.
Yeah.
And the question is who does it, what do you want to do it? I think listening to the superintendent of schools, they're willing to help, but they can't do it on their own.
I'm listening to what you said, though, you have taken a slightly different approach. That you've been going out and through your networking and your ability to work outside and be able to attract people because of that. And I think the agency size to start thinking, about scholarship. I don't know what the ROI on that would be necessarily, and I worry that in a small organization where we've already overtasked many of our employees just to also addition to that. So I'm just worried that we may be finding a solution for a non-problem, and that's what I would thought.
I just wanted to clarify, I understand that when we go to do recruiting for an engineering position, that isn't something that I'm just going to be able to go to K-High and say, hey, you're going to be my next hydropower engineer. That's a very specialized thing that takes a lot of, time to get that experience. But my main focus is really on the trade side of it. And office staff, obviously, a lot of our office staff that we get, we bring from the local community. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of availability of that technical ability within our community. So that's not really the problem that I think I was trying to focus on. Mine is primarily focusing on the trades, specifically at our projects with electricians, operators, mechanics. That's a big part of the staff that you have. And it's very important to our operations. So that's kind of where I was trying to focus on, and I think that there's some opportunity, but it's a heavy lift. It takes a lot of effort, and it's going to take funds.
So I think based off the conversation that we had here today on that particular topic, that if you guys are good with it, I'd probably try and steer you back towards the working this through a communications plan type of scenario, and then from there that will spur a additional conversation around what an actual, you know, if you guys wanted to put some money into a real plan that is a comprehensive approach to trying to do this, that it, it, that would be the start to it, is that communications component, and then create that local awareness, and then as part of that strategy, you can add into your communication plan these elements of, hey, we're looking to hire, we want people local, you know, that kind of element. So I think in terms of the actual, the trades component, I think you can get there with a communications plan. Going outside, that's a different animal. I think that's pretty much on each municipal to do that. So if you guys are good with that, we'll consider this one basically captured in the communication side, and then we're going to move on.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. We did a fair number of topics over the last day and a half, and the nice thing about this is that in the process, it'll show that we had a conversation about one topic, but we'll have three different deliverables under each, you know, and like in this last instance, we had two deliverables and the objective, so we'll be able to break those out as separate activities. So we actually, I think we probably did close to 11 or 12 actual deliverables, because on that power supply conversation that we had over there, there were four different objectives that we outlined. So that said, we're going to shut down the STP plus O process. We're done working the particular issues. Now we're going to talk about the mission statement. But before I do that, I guess, so in some instances, we get to a point where we're out of time. And what we ask is that you give special consideration to us, having had the conversation with you about what your intentions are and your objectives are in terms of the outlining of these projects, topics. And so typically what we would do is we would make time for each of these topics to create a statement from the board that indicates what the intention is. If you guys will give us the ability to do this, what we would like to do is we'd like to prepare a draft of those statements for each of these items, and then it will be subject to your review, consideration, and approval. So anything, we're just going to stay within the confines of what the conversation was about. We're going to try and capture it into a concise statement, and then we'll use that as a lead-in for each of these topics in your strategic plan. So really what I'm looking for is approval for us to give us the authority to prepare that for you guys in advance for your consideration. Again, you're going to get an opportunity to review the strategic plan. You'll have an opportunity to look at the notes from all of these notes from the meeting and make any corrections you want. But in the interest of time, we'd appreciate your consideration of that request. Okay, all right. Trey says, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. All right. So let's reality check. So now we're going to come back. So we talked about our original, our bylaws, our JAA agreement. We talked about our mission, vision, values. So now we've done this process, and we've gone through, and we've had a full day and a half to have a conversation about what it is that SEEP is about and what we're supposed to be working on. So, again, we're going to come back, and we're going to review. Are these documents still accurate? Are they still reflective of what it is that we're doing as an organization, and do they adequately capture what it is that we're presenting to the public? So, I think that in terms of the conversations that we've had, that I think it's wide open. I think you guys have given some direction through the context of this and through the conversation about activities for the CEO. But here's what this is the process that we run folks through. And this is the process that we did with APA. In fact, I've got their mission statement here. But really what we're asking is, and this will help you with your communications plan, which is who we are, what we do, what we value, which was the values exercise that Eddie has placed up here, and what we aspire to become. And so really what we'd like to do is, again, put you in your box in terms of trying to answer these questions, because in answering these questions, it's going to simplify your mission statement, and it will really hone in, based off of the conversations that we've had today, it'll hone in on the essence of what we're talking about. So first up, what we'd like to do is, and again, we may have a conversation about it and then come back with some actual verbiage for you to review and approve. But ultimately, what we'd like to do is start with this values component. And in doing so, here's the list of the topics that came up most common when we were talking about the values exercise. So dependability had 4 votes, collaboration had 4 votes, service had 4 votes, integrity had 4 votes. You can see the 2 blue ones, employees and communities had 3 votes, and transparency and efficiency had 2 votes. So this again was based off of the roundtable. We went through the values exercise. We talked about what was important to SEPA. And these are the items that, as a board, folks identified as the top vote getters. So what I'd like to do is ask if there's any in here in terms of you think that they really capture the essence of SEPA, and that these are things that you say that if someone were to ask you in terms of the values of this organization, this encapsulates what SEPA is about. So,
first two, clearly, in my perspective, most important. But, you know, those sort of go hand in hand.
Well, I can interpret dependability as reliability too. I mean,
exactly.
You guys don't even talk about it. Exactly. The collaboration part, you know, you're all in the same boat together, and you need to work together in order to manage that system. And so, is there agreement on those two?
Yep.
Okay. So those two. What about service integrity? So on the employees, I've got an angle for that. It technically, an employees isn't really a value as much as you value your employees in the context of what they bring to SEPA. So we can. In fact, can you advance the slide? One more, please. So that's APA's. One more, please. This is Fergus Electric Co-op in Montana, and how they've attacked it was what we value is they value integrity, reliability, quality, affordability, and employees in serving the community and the member owners. So that's how they tackled the employees, because it was really important to the board, because the employees really help determine how the utility operates and their presence in the community. So they wanted to make sure that was captured. So anyway, I just wanted to provide that as an opportunity, because as you look at values and you say employees, they're like, it's not really a value as much as it is a recognition. So, all right, so we've got two. Any others of these that you think? I mean, you guys talked a lot about communities. I mean, you talked a lot about
Transparency,
yeah.
Well, inefficient.
Yeah, you talk a lot about all of these.
Well, I think that it's very obvious that over the years, SEPA has been a great benefit to the community because of the low wholesale power rate. So, and collaborating with utilities and providing that power, interconnecting them. I mean, it's
so would that be on the service side? Service to the communities?
I think the definition of service, good service to the communities, takes in a lot of those values that are on that.
Yeah,
community and services go together.
Okay. Maybe service to communities?
I think one thing for me that's very unique is that those values that came out of the exercise are not, they're completely independent of any particular community, of any particular goals. They're the values of the SEPA board as a concept of the SEPA board as a whole, which that's what's remarkable to me, how many of those out on an independent basis were mentioned over and over.
So then I think the integrity of employees go together, because it's not only the employees, it's the integrity of the board. The board is appointed by the communities, and with the community, you know, as we talked before, we have to reach that middle ground where you're here to on the SEPA board for the best of SEPA, but you can't help but have your community hat on at the same time.
Right. So is that a stewardship
function? Yeah.
Folks agree with that?
Well, we have stewardship responsibility for the resource.
Okay.
And providing service.
So it hits on a couple different levels then, right? Yep. Okay. So if I'm hearing this correctly, we'll have, in terms of values, dependability, collaboration, service to communities, and we would lump in the integrity with employees and stewardship, and we'd figure out a way to communicate that in that it was the stewardship of both the employees and the board. And then would that get us there?
You could put a slash on dependability like we talked about before, and that really kind of, I think, encompasses reliability.
Yeah, yeah. I know, it's just, it's great that you guys are, you have such a reliable system, because it's always a topic for all the other folks that we've worked with. Yeah, you know, Jeremy.
I see on the list there, we have transparency. There was two mentions of that. If we're talking about our values, that when we read this, and we say what's important to us as a board, what's important to the employees of SEPA as an organization, and what message are we trying to communicate to the public through our actions, transparency, I think, is a very, very important part of that. That's just my opinion. I mean, obviously, we're having this session, and it's open to the public right now, so I think.
Yeah, you're the most transparent board I've ever worked with.
I think it's important to communicate that.
Okay.
That's part of who the organization is.
Do others agree?
Yeah, it's an important
aspect.
Yep. Okay.
Excellent. And it's all wrapped up in collaboration, because collaboration is all these different levels.